Support comes from Realtor Dave Spezzali, located at Century 21 Action Realty, 4023 Ambassador Caffrey, Suite 110. For all of your real estate needs, Dave's cell number is 337-288-8171.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Israel's Security Cabinet is deliberating ceasefire proposals offered by other countries that are worried about the regional ramifications of escalating violence between the Jewish state and Hamas militants in Gaza. One idea reportedly calls for a five-day humanitarian truce while talks commence over border disputes between the rivals. For more than 2 weeks, Hamas has been firing rockets at Israel, which is reporting more than 30 deaths, most of them soldiers. Israel's offensive against Gaza is blamed for more than 830 deaths so far. Most of the fatalities are civilians. Palestinian deaths are now reported in the West Bank, where unrest has been growing because of the war between Hamas and neighboring Gaza and Israeli forces. Palestinian hospital officials say four Palestinians were killed in two separate protests. Israeli officials say they're looking into the incidents. In Iraq's northern city of Mosul, Sunni extremists are now forcing women to cover their faces. NPR's Leila Fadel reports residents say the rules were read out at mosques.
The decree posted on social media says women should cover their faces and hands, the material should not be transparent, and their clothing must be loose and not perfumed. Residents reached by phone say the rules were announced in mosques across the city and inside the so-called Islamic court set up by the extremists who call themselves the Islamic State. The rules posted online are signed by the Islamic State's department responsible for religious matters and enforcing Islamic law. Already, the group, seen as brutal and merciless, has set up a police force, told shops not to stock Western clothing, and forced shop owners to cover the faces of their mannequins. Women who don't adhere will face a severe punishment. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Erbil.
European Union ambassadors have reached a preliminary agreement in Brussels on stepped-up sanctions against Russia over its intervention in Ukraine. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports that if approved, the sanctions would target Russia's access to European capital markets and include an arms embargo.
The key proposals include closing EU capital markets to state-owned Russian banks, an arms embargo, and restricting the supply of dual-use goods and sensitive technologies. The ambassadors also ordered EU-wide asset freezes and travel bans for 15 more Russians and pro-Russian Ukrainians. That brings the total number of people targeted in connection with Russia's annexation of Crimea and support of rebels in eastern Ukraine to 87. A major stumbling block has been balancing the impact of sanctions among member states, Britain and its financial services, Germany's technology and machinery, and France's arms sales. In a nod to many EU countries' need for Russian energy, Council leader Herman Van Rompuy asked that sanctions exclude gas. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
Dow is down 123 points at 16,961. This is NPR. President Obama will soon host a gathering of heads of state from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador to discuss ways to stem the surge of Central Americans who migrate illegally into the southern U.S. The administration is considering a pilot program through which young migrants would be screened in their own countries to determine if they qualify for refugee status. Tens of thousands of immigrants to arrive here in recent months have been unaccompanied minors. One of the White House's top presidential advisors tells reporters the GOP may be more emboldened to sue President Obama if he decides to take further executive action on immigration this year. During a reporter's breakfast organized by the Christian Science Monitor, Dan Pfeiffer warned that a suit over Obama's use of executive authority could encourage Republicans to attempt to impeach the president. Next week, House Republicans are expected to authorize a lawsuit. Well, from now through February, the public will have rare access to a museum display known as Disobedient Objects. Rich Preston reports on a new exhibition at London's Victoria and Albert Museum showcasing some of the most odd artifacts used in the course of massive protests.
The exhibition charts the story of protest objects over the centuries. It includes a bone china tea set from the suffragette movement and a comical dwarf hat worn during anti-communism marches in 1980s Poland. Co-curator Gavin Grindin says these kinds of things are often overlooked by museums. It includes quirky items, such as a spray-painting robot, to the functional, lock-on devices used to shackle people together. More recent objects also feature prominently, including the homemade gas masks used during last year's Turkish riots. For NPR News, I'm Rich Preston in London.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour, at which time we'll air American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That's at 1 o'clock, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. From 1966, here's John Lee Hooker.
This land is no one land. This land is your barren ground. I wonder why they fighting over this land. God made this world, everything is in. Men against men, they fighting over this land. This land, no one land, no, yeah. God made this world, everybody equal, but they fighting both day and night. They're killing each other over this land. This they bear and drown. I don't know why the people getting out of hand. This land is no one land. Oh no. Didn't make it for one man. He made it for everyone. I don't know why they're fighting over the barren ground. The land they walk on is the barren ground.
John Lee Hooker with a pensive little piece, This Land is Nobody's Land, from 1966 and from a disc, More Real Folk Blues. Had a request for music by Buddy Flett from Shreveport. I don't have the requested tracks, so we're going to turn to Buddy's disc, Mississippi Sea, and a number called Stoner Hill.
My saddle long in the morning, my saddle long in the evening. I work hard in the daytime, dream at night. Sometimes I lead, sometimes I follow. My saddle long in the morning, my saddle. Stoner Hill,
much in my life I never
Taj Mahal from 1996, Lovin' in My Baby's Eyes. He was preceded by Buddy Flett. We heard Buddy from the disc Mississippi Sea doing a number called Stoner Hill. And he's had a disc out since then, another one called Rough Edges. The Mississippi Sea disc was really, really good for him. It garnered him a lot of positive attention, and Rough Edges had been a good follow-up. Buddy Flett from Shreveport, Louisiana. And that was music by request, though not the requested track. Again, I couldn't find the particular number, but hopefully that one was good enough. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Lil Pookie and the Zydeco Sensations, Bonsoir Catin, and T-Monde. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
We have Chicago blues next from harp player Billy Boy Arnold. His career started back in the 1950s. He was pretty young at the time, sort of a protege of Sonny Boy Williamson the First. Here he is, recorded in Paris back in 1984. Billy Boy Arnold.
teeny weeny bitty road. Please love me forever until the end of time. Please tell you never leave me, that you'll always be mine. But just a teeny weeny bit, just a teeny weeny bit of your love.
With the old brand new jug, I want the old spinning wheel, and I want to old hook the jug in my brand new house. People with my brand new bride. I want a brand new house with a brand new bride, and I know I have a whole lot of loving. She'll be locked up inside in my brand new house. People, my brand new. You know I don't want nobody even coming inside. Well, all right, baby. don't even want no Cadillac. My baby, she don't wear no furs. All my woman won't allow you. 2,000, him and her, in my brand new house. People, my brand new bride.
Otis Band recorded live in New York City back in 1966 with the Muddy Waters Band backing him up. He was on piano and vocals, and of course he was a member of the Muddy Waters Band starting in 1953. He anchored the piano chair until around 1969 or so. Otis Band with a number called Brand New House. He was preceded by Billy Boy Arnold, whom we heard from 1984, recorded in France. Billy Boy, of course, another veteran Chicago blues player. Billy Boy Arnold on blues, harp, and vocals with a rendition of Just a Little Bit. We're going to stick with Chicago. We have a couple of more Chicago artists. We're going to turn now to Otis Rush. He was originally from Philadelphia, Mississippi, and got his first big break with Cobra Records, and particularly the recording of the Willie Dixon tune I Can't Quit You Baby in 1956, which got into the top 10 of the R&B charts that year. Here is Otis Rush with Double Trouble.
Keep a job, laid off from having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah. They say you can make it if you try. Yeah, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep decent clothes to wear. Taking me, I have no money to show. But hey, hey, to make it you got to try. Baby, that's no lie. Yes, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear.
And indeed, I swear I can't leave you alone, Annalee. Well, you promised to be mine. Just hang around and see. Annalee, what is that you got, Annalee? Annalee, you got me on a spot, Annalee. Well, you got to be mine. Just hang around and see.
Nighthawk, recorded by Aristocrat Records in Chicago back in 1949. Aristocrat Records ended up becoming Chess Records under the name Aristocrat. It had already been bought out by the Chess Brothers. Robert Nighthawk had first recorded for Bluebird Records in 1937, along with Sonny Boy Williamson and Big Joe Williams. He recorded a tune called Prowling Nighthawk, hence his moniker. His real name was, he was born Robert Lee McCullum and ended up recording under the name Robert Lee McCoy, at least during his first recordings. He had left Mississippi sort of under a legal cloud for St. Louis before he ended up in Chicago. In this instance, Muddy Waters had introduced him to the Chess Brothers, had gotten him into the studios. Nighthawk was really an itinerant blues man and never stayed in one place long enough to really be successful, but he was influential, especially regarding people like Elmore James and Earl Hooker and others. Before hearing Robert Nighthawk, we heard Otis Rush doing his classic Double Trouble for Cobra Records back in the late 1950s. Of course, that name, Double Trouble, was picked by Stevie Ray Vaughan to name his the elements of his trio. And we're going to turn now to Stevie Ray Vaughan from 1989. Here is Stevie Ray with Life by the Drop.
How it happened, living life by the drop. Up and down that road in a worn-out shoes, talking
about good things and singing the blues. You went your way and I stayed behind. We both knew it was just a matter of time. Living the dreams, oh, you on top. My mind is aching, Lord, it won't stop. That's how it happens, living life by the drop. No waste of time, we'll love the day. Churning up the past, there's no easier way. Time's been between us, the man's going in. God, it's good to be here walking together, my friend. Living a dream. My mind's kept aching. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop.
I got a honey dripping, baby. Yeah, she keep me satisfied. I got a honey dripping, baby. Yeah, she keep me satisfied. She got kisses sweet as candy. Yeah, the girl is southern fried. I got a honey dripping, baby. I call a little lollipop. I got a honey dripping, baby. I call a little lollipop. When she put that thing on me, I holler, baby, please don't stop. I got a honey dripping, baby. She dripping honey all the time. I got a honey dripping, baby. She dripping honey all the time. Yes, I know that she loves me. She's so sweet on my mind. I keep her loving me, honey. I got a honey dripping, baby, and I hope that she will stay.
Johnny Nicholas with Honey Drippin' Baby from a disc called Living with the Blues, 2005. Johnny Nicholas has definitely been there and done that as far as blues is concerned. He was working quite a while with Sleep at the Wheel, but he also toured with Johnny Shine, Snooky Pryor, also played with and recorded with people like Robert Jr. Lockwood, Mississippi Fred McDowell, Big Walter Horton, Roosevelt Sykes, just all sorts of people over the years. Interesting guy. Originally from Rhode Island, he ended up settling in the Texas Hill Country. He was preceded by someone else that was very much near the Texas Hill Country. We heard Stevie Ray Vaughan from 1989 doing Life by the Drop, written by his friend Doyle Bramhall. Next year on KRVS, Stevie Ray Vaughan, of course, had a huge influence in the blues in the 1980s. He was part of that renaissance. There was another guy from Dallas, Stevie Ray being originally from Dallas, someone that walked the streets of Dallas in the early 1920s that it could also be said was a Texan who was very, very influential in the blues. We're talking about Blind Lemon Jefferson, originally from Couchman, Texas. He walked the streets of Dallas, sometimes with a young T-bone walk, or minding his cup to collect money for his street playing. He ended up in Chicago, of course, and he recorded a whole lot of tracks from 1926 to the end of 1929. From February of 1928, here is Blind Lemon Jefferson with Blind Lemon's Penitentiary Blues.
For your dressing and take that off for your style. Take foot fight for your dressing, that is all for your style. If you want to go to the state penitentiary, go to Groesbeck for your trial. And I watched him shower the rain. I saw him around Rose Bank. I watched him hard shower the rain. I never felt a least bit uneasy till I caught that penitential bound train. Being drunkard, I was rowdy everywhere I go. I used to be a drunkard and rowdy everywhere I go. If I ever get out of this trouble I'm in, I won't be rowdy no more. Please don't crowd your mind. I said, boys, don't be bad. Please don't crowd your mind. If you have to get in trouble and grow back, they're gonna send you fist at your fly. I want you to stop and study. And don't take nobody's life. I want you to stop it, sonny. Don't take nobody's life. They got walls in the state penitentiary. You can't jump. Man, it hides in the sky. Thank you.
Down on me.
Mississippi Fred McDowell, recorded by Chris Strachwitz of Orhuli Records back during the 1960s. Strachwitz had first recorded McDowell in like 1964. Before hearing Mississippian Fred McDowell, we heard a Texan Blind Lemon Jefferson, recorded in Chicago in February of 1928, doing Blind Lemon's Penitentiary Blues. Music next from Paul Rochelle of Rhode Island. Here's Paul Rochelle doing a cover of another 1920s tune. This is a Blind Blake tune called Too Tight. Paul Rochelle here on KRVS.
Grab your girl, fall in line while I play this. Thank you. won't quit. Too tired of playing it. Too tired, this rag of mine.
Jack of diamonds, she is my queen of spades. Jack of diamonds, she is my queen of spades. Be my good luck card, baby, stay here all your days. Love my queen, I will make my one last stay. Jack of diamonds, queen of spades, we'll go hand in hand. If you'll be my queen, I will always be your man. A king's no good for you. Jack of diamonds, she is my queen of spades. Jack of diamonds, she is my queen of spades. Stay with me and I love you. We can count the ways.
Roy Rogers and Norton Buffalo from the disc Traveling Tracks that came out in 1992. Jack of Diamonds, Little Queen of Spades. They were preceded by Paul Rochelle, whom we heard from 1990 and from a disc called Blues on Holiday. Again, he did a Blind Blake number called Too Tight. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today and invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few minutes on the program. American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. The Blues Box is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We also are member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you out there who support us with annual contributions. And if you're not a member and would like to help us out, you can pledge your financial support securely online at krvs.org. Again, in a couple of minutes, we'll be Nick Spitzer and American Roots. To take us up to news time, or at the top of the hour, here's Eric Lindell. A number called Circle Boogaloo from his disc West County Drifter. Have a great weekend. Stay cool. We'll be right back.
Support for KRVS comes from Jefferson Street Pub, offering a gastropub experience every Tuesday through Saturday for lunch, dinner, and late night at 500 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. The phone number for more information is 232-5040. The website, jeffersonstreetpub.com.
We're live from the Liberty Theater in Eunice, Louisiana, every Saturday night from 6 to 7:30. Hi, this is Barry Unsley inviting you to join us right here on KRVS for the Rendezvous des Cajuns every Saturday night from 6 to 7:30 with great Cajun music, Zydeco, lots of other regional music, stories, commentary, and who knows what else, because we are live from the Liberty Theater in Eunice, Louisiana.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.